This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 13th of February. LookAdNews.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The Trump team gets down to business this week. Defense Secretary Mad Dog Mattis is in Brussels for his first NATO defense ministers meeting on Tuesday. And then at the weekend, he meets up with Vice President Mike Pence in Germany for the annual Munich Security Conference. Rex Tillerson, meanwhile, is at the G20 Foreign Ministers Gathering in Berlin on Thursday and Friday, along with Janet Yellen, head of the Federal Reserve Bank. Ms. Yellen reports to Congress on Tuesday on the state of the U.S. economy. America's highest-ranking military man, Admiral Harry Harris, is in Thailand for Asia's largest military maneuvers, while the International Institute of Strategic Studies publishes its annual military balance on Tuesday. There will also be major economic reports on Italy and India, as well as an EU-wide three-year assessment. On the Brexit front, the British House of Lords starts debating the bill to leave the EU, and political parties from Northern and Southern Ireland meet on Friday to discuss the implications of UK withdrawal. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau meets President Trump in Washington before flying to Europe to address the European Parliament on Wednesday, and then to Berlin for talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel. In Panama, former dictator Manuel Noriega undergoes surgery for a brain tumor, and Central American foreign ministers meet to discuss the refugee crisis. And finally, on Thursday, NASA announces the winner of its Space Poop competition. $30,000 will be awarded to the best idea for disposing of astronaut poop in space. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 13th of February. LookAdNews.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Senate confirmations are over for the Trump foreign policy team. Now down to business. On Wednesday and Thursday, Mad Dog Mattis is in Brussels for his first NATO defense ministers meeting. NATO defense ministers will seek American assurances about the Trump administration's commitment to the alliance. Secretary Mattis said he wants to talk about increasing focus on terrorism. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Mattis will be joined by Vice President Mike Pence for the Munich Security Conference. This year's annual gathering is working under the banner of Post-Truth, Post-West, Post-Order. Meanwhile, the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson cuts his teeth at a G20 foreign ministers meeting in Berlin on Thursday and Friday. This meeting will be followed on the Friday and Saturday by a meeting of G20 central bank governors, including the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, who reports on the U.S. economy in a statement to the House Financial Services Committee on Tuesday and Wednesday. America's highest-ranking military officer, Admiral Harry Harris, arrives in Thailand for Asia's largest annual multinational military exercise next week. In other defense news, on Tuesday, the International Institute of Strategic Studies publishes its annual military balance. The British House of Lords on Monday starts debating the Brexit bill. The peers have been warned by government ministers that blocking the bill could lead to the abolition of the upper house. Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny hosts an All-Ireland summit at Dublin Castle on Friday to discuss Brexit implications. The Irish are worried about damage that a closed border will have to trade and the Northern Irish peace process. It is a week for economic reports. One of Europe's most embattled economies, Italy, publishes its quarterly GDP figures on Wednesday, the same day that India, one of the fastest-growing economies, publishes their fourth-quarter figures. On Monday, the European Commission publishes its winter European economic forecast, covering the years 2016, 2017, and 2018. Back in Washington, and Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau has his first meeting with Donald Trump on Monday. The meeting is a test of the president's diplomacy as the two men disagree on several issues. The Canadian leader leaves Washington for Europe, where he will address the European Parliament in Strasbourg on Thursday before talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Panama's former dictator Manuel Noriega on Wednesday undergoes surgery to remove a brain tumor. The former dictator who ruled Panama from 1983 to 1989 is serving time for murder. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.